Hello.
Hey Scott, good morning there. Gavin from RDI Diamonds. How are we?
How are we?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing very well, very well. I just wanted to reach out, check on you. Just wanted to see, did you receive my email that I had sent out
I
to
probably did and probably passed it on to the gal in the office that handles that.
you? All right, perfect, perfect. I just wanted to check on that and see how your weekend was for you as well, what you guys ended up doing.
What now?
I also want to see how'd your weekend end up going and see what you guys ended up doing for your weekend there.
Sick kids, so
Oh,
nothing at
man.
all.
Oh, sorry. Terribly sorry to hear that, Steve. Hope you guys, have some good some Mother Day time. Now, let me tell you this, man. Some funny stuff happened last night. I have a 2-year-old little guy, right? It behooves him. He wanted to swallow a quarter last night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This little guy swallows a quarter. I'm on my way to the gym, mind you. And so I get my wife, she's calling. She's like, "What do I do?" I'm like, "Call 911. They take this kid in." Yeah, he really did swallow a quarter. I got the X-ray and everything. You see a nice little fat quarter in his stomach. It's funny.
Oh my God.
So yeah, you gotta wait for that to pass through. So that's how my last couple of days has been going.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kids. I've got four, and
Oh yeah,
that's
okay.
what I do.
I'm sure you've seen your fair share. You've definitely seen your fair share, right?
Mine slipped a piece of my middle child, my middle daughter, took a piece of macaroni, like a piece of Kraft macaroni,
Yeah.
and slipped it into her nose so
Ooh.
deep that she couldn't get it out because she
Oh.
tried to blow and it would just pass through the hollow pasta.
Oh
So I had her
no.
mother hold her while I took a pair of my jeweler's tools.
Yeah.
I had a long pair of hemostats that I use and slipped it right up the nose, grabbed that pasta and pulled it out.
Wow.
Just like,
Wow, that's great.
okay, well,
Yeah,
that saved a trip to the ENT.
that definitely saves you a trip there. I didn't have luckily I didn't have that that luxury to save the trip.
No, if it's inside, what are you going to
Yeah. And it's so crazy too, 'cause like, mind you, right? I'm like 10 minutes away from home at this point. So by the time I get home, EMT, they're already there, right? Inspecting the scene. This kid's jumping around the house like nothing's happened. He's completely fine. I'm like,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
wait a minute. I thought there was an emergency going on here. Yeah,
No.
no, he's good.
They told you to let it pass, did they?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, yep. He'll pass it. The crazy thing is you now need to ensure that it passed.
Yeah, that's the fun part. Well, you gotta
Yeah, you're
inspect
going to need to
everything.
inspect all those for the next couple of days.
Man, yeah, so it's gonna be real fun this week. It's a fun week I'm in for, so yeah, good
Yes.
stuff.
2-year-olds are fun. I'm driving my 2-year-old back from the doctor right now.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So yeah, well, was it just one of those checkup?
No, she, like I said, she was sick. The little fever type thing's been ripping
Oh
through
yeah.
everyone. So she's always the last to get it, and then she will have passed it to me. She sneezed the other day, yesterday, and I felt a droplet fly from her nose directly into mine. I was like, oh, okay. We have achieved complete transfer. That's a certainty that I'm getting whatever this is.
Oh man, yeah, no, most definitely there. Most definitely.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't get any better too when you think about schools, daycare, all that stuff. It's just
It
constant,
eventually
constant.
gets better.
Yeah.
So I have a 20-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Okay, yeah. There you go, yeah.
So
So
my 20-year-old just got into law school.
Oh,
So
congratulations.
it gets eventually better. She's like on autopilot.
There you
I
go.
haven't had to parent her in a lot longer than she's been 18.
That's
She
awesome.
knew what she wanted to do. She graduated high school with 50 credits. She got a bachelor's
Holy.
degree in 2 years. Got into law school before she could drink. Yeah,
Yeah, that's
that kid.
insane. That's insane.
Yeah, she's dialed in. So it does
Yeah.
get better
Oh yeah.
eventually,
Oh yeah.
right? Now my
Yeah.
next daughter's going to Kent State for fashion design, and I just need to keep her out of jail long enough for the first one to defend her.
There you go. There you go. No, that's great though. That's wonderful there. It's a great team. That's solid.
They're different kids. Yep.
Yeah, that's
They'll
wonderful.
surprise you.
Yeah, that's quite the feat too. Wow. Wow. 2 years bachelor's,
yes.
To go to law school. That's insane.
Yes. Yes. Life found a way.
Yeah, I know.
For
me personally,
I got the snip and it grew back, my guy. I had to get the snip plugged.
Oh wow, there you go. Damn.
Yes.
So
yes,
there's a way, they always say, right?
No, God wanted me to have this child.
Yeah. Yeah,
she got
pregnant,
and I was like, hey, she's like, go fuck yourself and get tested, because that's fixed. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't say anything. It's just, I do remember an operation on my balls, so just saying, shouldn't have happened.
I did some suffering before this.
Yes, and I had to suffer greatly. I asked him to take out the whole damn line the second time. Yeah,
that's
now it regrew. My left regrew.
Wow, that's crazy. I've never heard of that happening.
Oh, it happens. It's like one out of 100,000, but it happens.
And you were the lucky one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yep. Damn, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, no. I went to... bad, man. I thought I was firing blanks, and all of a sudden discovered I was firing live ammunition. So, I was really good with three kids, and now it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
You know what? I've been trying to convince her, and now my daughter's on my side. She's trying to convince for a third too. So, I don't know. Maybe soon here, I might be on the way with another one.
The amount of work from one to two is kind of bad, right? Like, all of a sudden you go from something you can split to something you both have to do.
Yep.
You got two kids. But the amount of work from two to three is not so bad, because you are already...
That's what I keep hearing.
Kind of, it's a walk in the park. And the fourth child now, it's like having a baby again, because there's so much of a delay. My youngest is, before her, is 14.
Right.
I don't have to actively parent any other child right now. So, it's a thing.
Yeah, no, that's crazy, though. Wow. The lucky number one, man.
Yeah.
Lucky number one. Holy.
Yeah. Lucky indeed.
No, so
there will never be a number five. I'm gonna go and get new checks.
Do quarterly checks.
Yeah. Like you would check your brakes on your car.
Exactly. Make sure everything's functioning. And so, which daughter's taking over the jewelry business for you? Is that the oldest?
Audrey is my middle daughter is the fashionista, and she's got a long way ahead of her, but it's clear that that's what she wants to do.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, she just graduated high school and was going to college, and I was just like, fashion design. Okay, so how about we learn? She's been in my shop for years, so she can set, and she knows her way around the bench for sure.
Oh,
she makes
great.
A lot of pieces. So I said, hey, fashion design, I'm glad you're getting a college degree. Dear old dad never did that. But, let's maybe find something that makes some money. And so this makes money.
Exactly.
It puts you and your sister through school, or will put you through school. But, let's do that. So she's very into that. So she's still very young. She's almost 19 now.
Oh,
that's
awesome. Yeah, starting off very young.
Yes.
Right out the door. So that's the best
way to do it. Very young. But I've had her in the shop since she was a little girl.
Yeah.
She's been on the bench since she was old enough to be trusted with tools. She's been making pieces on the bench since she was 9 years old.
That's insane. Yeah, that's insane. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
yeah.
She pretty much has the same amount of time I've been in the sales business. She's already been, and she's not even 20 yet. That's crazy.
She's 19, and she can use the graver as good as I can, and I've been doing this for over 25 years.
Oh, my goodness, dude. You're creating legends
over
there.
Yeah, she's got a talent.
Yeah.
She's got a talent, so we'll see. Okay. I'd like her to switch her degree to business. I'm trying to convince her of that, but we'll see. We'll see how long that fashion takes.
That'd be great. Double major, why not, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
There you go. So I'll let you get to it, man. Well, man, it was great speaking with you there, Scott. Man, but I'll let you get to it. Sounds like you got to your destination over there, so you got to get to
Yeah, just got home. I'm going to drop her off and go to the shop.
Yeah, there you go, man. So if you have any calls, though, man, definitely give me a shout. I'd love to help you out with anything, you know. Good to see you next day, so.
No, absolutely. I really appreciate your time.
Of course.
All right.
You have a
cool.
Take
care. Bye.